Welcome back to another episode of the Real Talk on Women's Health podcast with Essentia Health. I am super, super excited for this topic today. We're going to be talking about skin and skincare and acne, and I'm really excited to dive right in. So the guest for this episode is Sierra Kane, a laser esthetician with the Skin Renewal Clinic at Essentia Health. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So let's dive right in. Can you tell us a little bit about your background and what led you to specialize in skin renewal as an esthetician?
Yeah. So I actually first started off as a cosmetologist. I did hair for 5 years, but I always was a lot more interested in the skincare realm. And I kind of just started doing some facials on the side through hair as well. And then I started working at the Skin Renewal Center and learned all the services that they offer there and decided I wanted to go back to school and kind of advance my education and became a laser esthetician there.
So what other types of providers do you partner with? People probably don't even know that you do partner with other types of providers to provide the full spectrum of care to patients. So what other departments do you work with?
So we work very closely with our dermatology department. We are kind of connected in the same area as them. So we do fall back on them a lot. They send us a lot of referrals for patients, but we also work with a lot of primary care providers and then even some podiatrist providers as well. So there's kind of a big scope of people that we work with.
Yeah, I never would have thought podiatry. That would have been the last one that I would have guessed. So that's interesting. Let's talk about conditions treated. What can someone expect in their first consultation when they come to visit you in your department?
Sure. So we do require everyone to come in and have a consultation before having any sort of treatment done. That's just so we can get a general idea of what your skin concerns are. We kind of go over products that you're using, if you're wearing sunscreen, and just mainly focus on areas that you are wanting to be treated. And then we go from there. So we kind of set up a game plan.
So can you dive in a little bit more specifically into what types of conditions are treated in your department?
We treat anything from acne to rosacea, nail fungus. We do laser hair reduction for gender dysphoria treatments, kind of a wide variety, and then just facials as well.
Because when I think of skin renewal, I honestly just think of like getting rid of wrinkles.
Yeah.
Could you explain what products or services you provide at Essentia in your skin renewal clinic?
So within our skin renewal clinic, we provide anywhere from a signature facial to a hydrofacial treatment, consultations like we touched on, laser hair reduction. We also provide nail fungus treatments, which is kind of where the podiatrists come into play. And then we do our BBL, which is our broadband light treatment. It's probably our most popular treatment that we offer at the Skin Renewal Center. And then for products, we kind of offer a wide variety. All of them are mainly medical grade products, and then some hair care products as well. We just kind of carry in the storefront too. So
I'm really excited to go into our next topic, which is skincare, because it's something that I'm super interested in. How can professional skincare services complement an at-home skincare routine? Because when I think of getting a facial, I just think of, oh, that's something just fun to do to relax, but it actually can go hand in hand with what you're doing every day, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I always tell people the biggest thing is if you're going to invest in your skincare treatments, you also want to invest in your aftercare as well. That goes with any service, but mainly if you're coming in for facials regularly, it just gives you a really good advanced exfoliation. That way, some of those dead skin cells or dirt and debris that you might not be able to get off at home, we can kind of take care of there. And then it just really helps complement your at-home routine as well.
How often would you suggest getting a skincare service to complement your at-home skincare routine? Like once a year, once a month? What's kind of the range there?
I tell people anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks. It definitely varies based on your skin type for sure, but anywhere between 1 to 2 months, I think is a good area.
So are there any new or emerging skincare treatments that you are excited about?
That is a tough question. I feel like within the industry itself, everything is always changing and adapting. There's always going to be new advances in technology. I have kind of noticed more and more people are interested in red light therapy, and I think that's very cool. I think that would be a big one to dive deeper into. That's a cool one.
Yeah, I've seen a lot about that over the past year. And before that, I never heard of it.
Yeah,
I see people with those red light masks on all the time on social media. So what are some common skincare myths that you encounter in your day-to-day job?
A really big one, I would say, is a lot of the times I notice patients of mine will cleanse their skin at night and they'll just use, you know, one form of cleanser and they think that's enough to get all their makeup, their dirt and debris, everything off for the day. I do tell people the biggest thing is double cleanse your skin, especially in the evening. One cleanse is going to get your makeup off. The second one is going to get all the dirt and debris and actually cleanse your skin. That would be a big one.
So I want to know if this is a skincare myth. People that have like 12 or 20 steps, it seems, you know, with their skincare routine at night and in the morning, is that more effective than, you know, somebody that's doing a less is more approach?
No, I wouldn't say so. I think sometimes if it is 12 to 20 steps, it makes it too complicated. And you're also adding all of these things that if you end up having an adverse reaction, you don't know which product's going to be damaging your skin barrier. I tell people less is more. A good moisturizer, a good cleanser, some sort of a treatment product, and then sunscreen every day. That's going to be the best.
Because I see those videos and then I'm like, what do I need to go buy? And yeah, it just seems like kind of overly complicated.
Yes. Yeah.
So this is another question that I wanted to ask you regarding skincare myths. Is it true that expensive skincare products are always more effective?
No, definitely not true. I recommend so many just drugstore brand skincare products to a lot of my patients and even a lot of my friends. Just because it's really expensive doesn't mean that it has higher quality ingredients. A lot of these companies are owned and operated through the same people. So if you can find one, you're going to find a cheaper version of it.
That's good for me specifically to know because I always gravitate towards the expensive ones just because I tell myself, oh, those are going to work better, but you can save a little money.
Right.
And then probably the most common skincare myth is that sunscreen, you only need it on sunny days. You probably don't need it in the Northland because, you know, we get these long winters, but that's obviously not true.
Yeah, definitely not true. I always make sure I tell people, even if there's clouds in the sky, you're still getting those UV rays. So it's super important to make sure that you're wearing sunscreen on your skin every single day. Obviously, if you're wearing long sleeves and pants, you don't need to cover your body, but making sure that you have SPF of at least 30 on.
Yeah, that's a good reminder. What about if makeup has SPF in it? Would you still wear a sunblock as well?
I would still recommend wearing a sunscreen underneath, even tinted sunscreen people will use as their makeup. If your makeup does not have any form of sunscreen in it, make sure that you are wearing some.
Okay, that's good to know. And now let's talk about acne. Can you talk about the different kinds of acne? Because acne affects people from their teen years, even, you know, adult acne. There's just so many different kinds. Can you kind of walk us through all the different types and when they pop up?
So there are a lot of different forms of acne. There's hormonal acne, which a lot of the time can present in our early teen years when we're starting to go through puberty, or in some cases, once we're starting or getting off any form of birth control or oral contraceptive, that can kind of spark a rise in hormonal acne as well. Cystic acne and then fungal or even a form of like bacterial acne too are super common as well. Again, it could lead back to all rooting from hormones or just, you know, using a dirty towel once you're washing your face or not really cleaning the skin good enough, leaving dirt and debris, any oils behind, touching your skin excessively can kind of cause a lot of breakouts too. So
what are the main causes of acne and how can it be prevented if it even can be prevented?
Yeah, that is a really great question. There are so many known causes to acne currently. I mean, anywhere from hormonal to fungal to just everyday life and kind of what we eat causes it. So I wouldn't say that there's anything that can necessarily fully prevent it, but there are definitely treatments that can help minimize the effects of it, as well as minimize scarring from it or anything that comes with it.
So I'm really curious, are there any lifestyle changes that can help reduce acne breakouts? I know you just mentioned, you know, don't use a dirty towel to dry your face after you wash it, but what are some other things that we can do?
Yeah, I would say, again, touching back on making sure we're cleansing our skin thoroughly in the evening, especially if you're wearing makeup throughout the day. Avoid using the same dirty towel when we're cleansing our skin. They do make disposable towels now that a lot of people benefit from that do have acne because they're not going and touching a dirty towel and then trying to clean their face with it. Switching out your pillowcases more frequently is a huge one too. I don't think a lot of people realize that. I would say change it out every 1 to 2 days just because we sweat when we sleep. A lot of bacteria stays on that pillowcase and then we're just transferring it back onto our skin.
And then of course, nutrition plays a big role in acne management as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I do think a lot of our skin issues can resort back to our actual gut health in itself. So I think eating a well-balanced diet, drinking plenty of water, staying hydrated, and avoiding any super processed foods or sugars can really help maintain the acne as well.
Are there any like specific foods that really make your skin glow and look really good?
I would say water. Water is a huge, huge thing. I know it's not necessarily a food, but I definitely tell people making sure you're drinking plenty of water or just even enough water. I know so many people that will drink maybe a glass a day, and that's definitely not enough to hydrate yourself, let alone to keep your skin nice and hydrated as well.
Yeah, I can always tell when I don't drink enough water. My skin just does not look the same. So that's really good advice there. So is there anything that you want people to know that are listening that maybe we didn't touch on, or just like one thing you want people to take away from listening to this episode on skincare and acne and everything we've covered?
I would say the biggest thing I want people to take away from this is just understanding the importance of sunscreen, wearing SPF. With May coming up, May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and I just really like to touch on that so people do realize a lot of our sun damage comes from our prepubescent years. So once we're younger, before puberty, if we're not wearing our sunscreen, or even teen years where we like to be laying outside tanning, we are causing damage to our skin. So it is super important that we remember to make sure we're wearing our sunscreen. And just like to add to that, our Skin Renewal Center is running a huge sale in honor of Skin Cancer Awareness Month. So all of our SPF products will be 35% off, and everything else in the storefront is 30% off.
I think it's also good to remind people, you know, yeah, put sunscreen on your face, but you mentioned earlier in this podcast, like you also have to put it, even if you're just driving in your car, on your hands, on your arms, on your legs. I feel like, I know I'm kind of bad about that. So it's a good reminder as well.
Yes. Yeah. It is definitely a huge reminder. You don't think that you're getting that sun exposure if you're in the car driving or covered, but if you're by a window, you're getting that UV ray. So definitely make sure you're wearing sunscreen.
Even in a place like Duluth, where our sunny days are short, obviously winters are a lot longer. So good reminder, hard to get in the habit, but I have really enjoyed this conversation about skincare and acne and skin renewal. And Sierra Kane, a laser esthetician at the Skin Renewal Clinic with Essentia Health, thank you so much for coming in here and being a guest.
Thank you for having me.